Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Well, David Pfeiffer's out at the trials. We've been able to grab him. He's going to Melbourne tomorrow with his good mare, I Am Excited. Morning to you, Dave.
Morning, Andrew.
Looking forward, obviously, to seeing again. She's become such an honest horse for you.
Yeah, she has. She's never runs a bad race. Tries the hardest. You can't ask much more from a racehorse. Try to get a few more ones next to the board, I guess. I think she's got to be a good, solid chance again tomorrow.
Just on Caulfield, I know that you galloped her on the course proper on Tuesday. Were you just keen to give her another go around there going into tomorrow?
Yeah, I thought last start it was pretty obvious that she just got that, I wouldn't say lost, I think just got on the wrong leg coming into the turn. And just wanted to get a bit more experience going back there coming into this Saturday. So I thought it was good experience to give her another spin around the course on the course proper, and also too, with Mark Starr getting on her back for the first time this Saturday, it gives him a bit more of experience as well on her back. And it was quite pleasing to hear some of the comments he made after a gallop. Just the way she carries herself and her stride length and so forth. They've both benefited from that gallop on Tuesday, and they give themselves every chance come Saturday.
Yeah, I know, talking with Josh Rodder from the Melbourne Racing Club back on Tuesday, he said that the times that the horse ran, considering it was track work, it was only track work, but she's certainly slicked home in some work there, which is a good sign she's come on from the run in the Cockerham.
Yeah, she has. The three-week break between runs, I think, suits her. She runs good, solid time, but she's in really good order as well. I know she's bright and well within herself. She comes through that first up run in good order. I think she's loving the environment in Melbourne as well. So she's still got a couple more runs down there. So hope she can continue that form.
It's always hard. I talk to people regularly about this. Every race is so hard to win. You mentioned that she hasn't won for a few starts, but she's always there and she's earning prize money. But it's pretty hard to maintain a winning strike rate in any of these good races.
No, it is. It is. When you race the top level, sometimes it comes down to the smallest things, track conditions, barriers, field size and so forth. Yeah, last preparation, she was really good. She won her first three in a row. Then, she was in a group two and a group three, I think it was, and run third in both of them. And they were in against solid class fields. I think she ran third to catch and then third to impending. So they're also multiple group one winners. So, form's very solid and very slick. No one ever notices who runs second or third either, do they?
Yeah, no, I understand. You stay at the 1,200. You're happy to do that? You just think it's the right distance for her second up?
I think she's very sharp on hot speed races.
Yep.
And, I think as a four-year-old, she may get tested over 1,400 again. But this preparation, I think, will be strictly keeping to the 11 and 1,200 metres.
Understand. Well, the good news is she's trained on down there, going by her track work and Mark Zara's comments. You're as confident as you can be.
Yeah, exactly. And as I said, I think just getting that little bit more experience around Caulfield to have her in tip-top shape for this Saturday, I think it's only going to be a positive for her as well.
I better ask you about the runner today. That filly Sealaw is going out to Scone. You scratched, I think, from the other meeting to run here off a not a bad run down at Goulburn.
Good run at Goulburn. Small little filly. I think I underestimated her first preparation, thinking she was a sprinter. She started to more look like a horse that just wanted that touch bit more ground. So a run at Goulburn was good. Heading to Scone today. Nice big track, good barrier, good jockey. I'm hoping for the placings or go better this today.
Yep, let's hope so, the three-year-old filly. Good on you, Dave. Good luck tomorrow. I love her. I am excited. She puts herself there 9 times out of 10. I hope she can crack it for a win tomorrow.
No worries. Thanks, Andrew.
Good on you.